today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to conclude our series entitled Keep Calm and Carry On. We hope you're doing well and that as things continue through this COVID pandemic and the election and all these things, that you're staying safe and that God is richly blessing you. Our series is based on Philippians chapter 4, and I'd invite you to open the Scripture as we consider God's Word today. Have some exciting news and some things I want to tell you about before we begin our Bible study today. I do this every year, and it doesn't go on forever. And so for the next 6 weeks, we're going to be offering our book, Consider His Word, on our radio program. The Consider His Word devotional is a one-year devotional. You can follow it along to read through the Bible in a year, and then every day, there is a particular verse that we focus on and a devotion written on that verse of Scripture. And then there's places, it's kind of a journal as well, where you can write your own thoughts and your own prayer requests and things like that right in the book. Many have read the book and many have used the book and it's been a blessing to many people. So here's what we're going to do. For the next few weeks, we're going to offer the book for a gift of $20. Now, that includes the postage. I'm not going to add anything to it, and I'm not going to add you to some crazy email list or anything like that. Simply send us a check or money order for $20, and we'll get the book out to you as quick as we can. Now, we're still offering a few other things. This year, we're going to be offering a little calendar. And if you write to us and just let us know where your program is being listened to, we will send you one of these little calendars. They're absolutely free. No offering is necessary. No gift is necessary. We just want to be a blessing to you. Now, these are little calendars that are magnetic. You can stick them on the refrigerator, on a file cabinet, or on something metallic. Maybe there's a place in your car you could put one. And it's a monthly calendar. And really, we just want it to be a reminder to you to listen to the program and pray for us. We really need your prayers for this program. And so these are just some prayer reminders. Now, if you'd like the prayer journal, you can also receive that. Just let us know. But we would love to hear from you and where you're hearing the broadcast today. Now, there's several ways you can contact us. Most, just simply write to us. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida. Now, you can also request the little calendar or the prayer journal through our website at considerhisword.org. Again, considerhisword.org, or simply email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, one other thing I want to mention, and it's kind of gaining some steam, and I thought I would mention it today, is we do have a Facebook page. If you just go to Facebook /, and Consider His Word, it should get you right to the page. So go over and like the page. We periodically make announcements and make these offers available to you on the Facebook page as well. Now, hopefully, by the time you hear this broadcast, that's done. We haven't quite got it all together yet, but the Facebook page is there. And you can also contact us through that way if you desire. So facebook.com/considerhisword. And that should get you there. Now let's read Philippians 4. This series has gone on for quite a while now, and we want to bring it to a conclusion. We're going to try to do that today. Philippians 4, maybe begin reading in verse 1. Paul said, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." That little phrase that says, "so stand fast in the Lord," means to just hold on, just to stand your ground. We've been using it to, it means to have a calm assurance in the Lord, a gentle patience. Later, he said that we ought to let your moderation, verse 5, he said, "let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." And that word moderation is what I'm talking about. It means to have that gentle patience or calm assurance. And so we've been using this illustration of the poster that was released during World War II, particularly in England. Interesting thing about this poster, over 2.5 million of them were made. It said, "keep calm and carry on." It was bright red. You may have seen them around. The thing is that this poster, although they made so many of them, was never actually released. And about 30 years ago, one was found, and a bookstore put it up in their window, and people began to want to have them to put up in their home. I have one in my office, and it does help you and encourage you. And so this whole series has been kind of based on that, but having a calm assurance in everything that's going on. We live in such a troubled time, don't we? So many things going on between the pandemic and the looting and the rioting. This election, have you ever seen anything like this before? But you see, God knows all about those things. And we can trust Him, and we can lean on Him and put our faith in Him. And I hope you're trusting the Lord. And by that trusting Him and by that faith, you know, the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. We can have a calm assurance in Him. We've looked at a number of things, and I just want to review them briefly. I'm not going to spend any time on them. We talked about how to keep calm, knowing the privilege of prayer. In verse 6, he said, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And then we read about keeping calm, knowing the presence of God to help us. Down in verse 9, he said, "Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you." We also talked about keeping calm, knowing the life of others or the pattern of others, those who have gone before us and their example. We talked about how to keep calm with the place of contentment in Christ. In verse 11, he says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." And then last week, we talked about keeping calm, knowing the power of Christ that strengthened us in that great verse in verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." Today, we want to look at this one other thing, and that is to keep calm, knowing the promise of God to provide for us. This is so important. Verse 19, again, Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Now, I know many have lost their jobs. Many are struggling. In our community, many are struggling. And it's such a time to just depend on the Lord. And he will provide. And he will help you. The verse begins with "my God," trusting him. You know, many times we have all these fallbacks that we go back to. He didn't say it was my parents. Wasn't depending on his job, not even the government. But he said, "my God shall supply." And it's trusting God for those things. You know, George Mueller would pray, and he would not tell anybody about what he was praying about and just trust the Lord to provide for the orphanage that he was overseeing. What a great man of prayer he was. And so we trust God that he would supply our needs. Now notice, it's supplying our need. Notice, and all our needs. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. And it's not just the things that we want, not what you think you need. You see, God knows what you need. He tells us that over in Matthew 6:33, where he said to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And you go look at that passage in Matthew 6, and you'll see that he's talking about food and clothing and the things that you need, and that God knows that you need those things. Now, in thinking about God providing our need, what about God using you to provide for someone else? And many are giving in this time, and that's such a great blessing and such a great thing to see. And many churches are helping, many individuals are helping, and I hope you have found a way to help as well. So you can keep calm knowing God's promise to provide for our needs during this difficult time. And then there's one other thing I want to mention, and we can't leave this off, but I think it's so important. We've got to keep calm and just give the glory to God. In verse 20, he said, "Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." We must remember to give God glory in everything. Two passages of Scripture, Psalm 29:2. "Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Hope that you give God glory in everything, the glory that's due unto his name. In the New Testament, Paul said it this way, 1 Corinthians 10:31, "Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." You realize that we honor God by trusting him. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him. We glorify God for giving him the credit and the praise for what he has done. We glorify him in worshiping him. And I hope that in your life, you know, if you can get a hold of this concept in your life, it changes everything. That everything that you do, everywhere you go, everything would glorify God. I don't know about you, but I want my life to bring glory to God in the things that I say in this program, in the preaching of the word, in our service for the Lord. Give God glory and keep calm and carry on. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.